Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack. Today, y'all, we're doing The Narcissist Code a little bit differently. I'm actually going live right now on my YouTube channel, doing a live question and answer session on my YouTube about Thanksgiving and whatnot. So I decided to just go ahead and, you know, knock it out like this. And so if you're listening to this on podcast form, like on my on Anchor or whatnot, just know that I'm going to be reading the questions out loud so you know exactly what I'm answering as well. This is going to be a Thanksgiving edition. We're just answering questions about, you know, Thanksgiving, the holidays with narcissists and things like that. Just trying something different. If y'all don't like this, send me an email or something like that. But I'm just going to go with it like this because I had to record one more video today and I just decided to do it like this. I'm just doing, like I said, people clicking on right now. I'm just doing The Narcissist Code today live, y'all. Just going to be live about 25 minutes and whatnot, answering questions and whatnot. I know people are like, where's your family at, Lee? Why are you not out celebrating Thanksgiving? So if you don't know, my brother, my sister's, so this is how it is. My wife's brother's wife's brother passed away. So my sister-in-law's younger brother passed away in Illinois, and the family, we were going to have Thanksgiving with them together, but they had to fly away to get the family together and everything like that. So he passed away and whatnot. So my wife's, you know, helping out at their house, cleaning up and stuff like that. So first question on here is, I think I am a narcissist woman. How do I know for sure? So typically they will say, if you're asking whether or not you are a narcissist or you think you're a narcissist, you're not. But I always say, if you think you're a narcissist, you might have some toxic traits there, or you might be being gaslit by your partner, or, you know, just some of your past experiences and things like that. So I always suggest, you know, going to therapy, talking to a therapist or whatnot, just to try to see what the problems are and things like that. You know what I mean? Next question says, do you feel envy, jealousy if you're not in the mood? Envy and jealousy. Yes, I do feel envy and both jealousy. I think those are the two main emotions that I'm active with. Honestly, I think the envy and jealousy propel me forward. Honestly, keep it real with y'all. I know, like I said, I'm not expecting a lot of people to click on the live today. I know it's Thanksgiving, everybody with their family. But like I said, I had to do one more video today, and I'm just like, let me go live. I haven't been live in a while, and I can make it longer by doing this. But yeah, a lot of narcissists, we hone in on jealousy and envy because those are the two main things that we feel, the narcissist that people feel. Jealousy, envy, and rage. If y'all on a camera and see me reaching out with my daughters right here. So happy Thanksgiving, y'all. I meant envy to do with Thanksgiving and family. But no, I don't. So me particularly, I don't really care about the holidays, y'all. I mean, you will know a lot of narcissistic people don't care about the holidays. It's just not ever been my thing. I think the holidays are too commercialized and there's a bunch of fake emotions and fake getting together with people you don't really care for. And, you know, if your parents put you through a lot of trauma and stuff like that, imagine getting with your parents every year to, you know, relive that trauma that they put you through as a kid. You know what I mean? So I just don't like the holidays particularly. And I think Christmas is very, very commercialized and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not really a fan of the holidays. She says, you were right about ruining every holiday. Got up this morning, started his nonsense first thing Thanksgiving morning arguing. Yes, you're going to get that a lot on Thanksgiving because narcissistic people, toxic people don't care about the holidays, y'all. This is the perfect time for them to exert their will on you, to, you know, to treat you terribly, to act like a monster and have you remember it. Because even if you were to get out of this toxic relationship later on down the road, you're going to think about this. I have so many people that have been out of relationships with narcissists for years, but they still remember the terrible holidays that they had with that person. They're trying to replace those memories with good memories with new people and better people, but it still lingers. So holidays are a way for narcissists to kind of stay on your mind and to treat you terribly because you expect a good day. They take it and flip it. And then they'll blame you for ruining the day as well. So So he is in his mad chair. Wait or try to calm him. I would, on Thanksgiving, let him sit in his mad chair and pout. Like, they'll kind of, they sound like a, how old is he? Is he 14? That sounds like, no, 8? That sounds like an 8-year-old. He's in his mad chair. No. You don't get to be in a mad chair with the world? Give him a lollipop or something like that. He's going to sit in his mad chair and let him rock himself to sleep or something. Like, give him a bottle. Like I'm about to do my daughter. Yeah. Thanks for sharing your life. Oh, are you just kidding? Who said somebody beat a match? Who's just kidding? Not Thanksgiving related. Can a narcissist have real, genuine love for a stepchild when they don't even have a relationship with their own children? Sometimes narcissistic people will literally treat the stepkids better as an FU to the other parents. Sometimes you get a lot of narcissists and toxic people. They will actually abandon their own flesh and blood children to treat stepchildren better. And that creates complexes in kids. They makes kids jealous. They makes the paternal, like the blood kids, jealous and things like that. It hurts their feelings. It hurts their hearts and stuff like that to deal with that. You know what I mean? Ben, what's going on, man? Get out your mouth, girl. What the hell? You got Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations in here. Y'all check out Raw Motivations. He's another self-aware narcissist on here. Check out Raw Motivations on YouTube. And TikTok and Instagram and all the other stuff.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yeah. Ben, I decided to go. I had one more video I had to film today, my podcast. So I decided to do my podcast just live. See my mic right here? I have my mic on my shirt from my recording. Next question says, why do narcissists push away the person who's good for them? Even if it's their partner, why do they prioritize the other people instead? Because they automatically assume that the partner's always going to be there because you have always been there. No matter through thick and thin. Mostly the thickness. You've been through the thick time, not even the thin time. You've been through a lot of thickness with this person, and you haven't left. So why would you leave if they're treating you terrible now? So they just don't think you have the strength to leave them. So they're going to prioritize relationships they could benefit from otherwise, because they're going to get the benefit from you anyway. Being like, no, nah, this is what I'm telling you about StreamYard. Unless you do it like that. So y'all just check out Raw Motivations right here. If you listen to this on the podcast, check out Ben Taylor 300 on TikTok and Raw Motivations on YouTube and Instagram. He's another self-aware narcissistic person that's in therapy and all that other good stuff. Next question, y'all. It says, yesterday he flipped the script as per usual. He said he wasn't going to the family dinner, but I don't care. I'm going. Not ruining my day. I told him days ago, you don't have to go. Perfect. Don't let him ruin your day. That's my perfect advice right there. Don't give them the power to ruin your day. Take your power back. Show your strength. Get all the other stuff. You know, power up. You got it. I have showed this person lately that I'm not there anymore. So y'all still in a relationship? So how have you showed them lately if you're not there anymore? How are you showing them if you're not there anymore? Please clarify. Next question, y'all, says, why do some narcissists attend birthday parties at private residences but refuse to attend a party at a rented party venue? I'm not 100% certain. I feel like that's a personal thing right there, because I feel like they would attend a birthday party at a private residence because they might feel safe there, depending on whose residence it is. They might feel safe there. You know what I mean? Y'all see who clicked in on the live, y'all. Yeah, I'm attaching the mic to my dread. Y'all see that? Have y'all ever seen it before? Like, you attach the microphone to your dread. That's where it's at right now. Baby, you got to calm down. The snack is coming. Okay. It said, next question, y'all, says, so I left, but I messed up. I did not go no contact, and now I realize how important that part is. Yes. So if you're going to leave, no contact is the best way to go about it, y'all. I promise y'all. that no contact is the best way to go about it. And no contact literally is not for the narcissist. It's for you. It's not for the toxic person. It's for you. No contact is for you to give you time away from that person to heal. Because with today's society, with today's technology and stuff like that, if a person wants to contact you, they're going to contact you. And sometimes they'll get you while you're in a state of weakness, while you got a weak mindset, and they'll get you back into a relationship. Well, you go back into a relationship where you're not happy and you feel terrible about yourself, which is not a good thing to be in, y'all. I just let y'all know that. Yeah, this is my co-host, y'all. If y'all are on the podcast, my daughter's in my lap right now and people, you know, are seeing her now. Next question says, I asked my husband, what will the changes be towards me in this marriage? He started telling me what he will do for himself and then not answer my question. Because why do you... So I've done this before, y'all. To narcissists, marriage, and toxic people, marriage is the finish line. Marriage is the finish line, y'all. I tell y'all, to narcissistic people and toxic people, marriage is the end. Why are you going to change at the end? They feel like if you accepted me enough in my terrible behavior before we got married, why in the hell would I change after we get married? You accepted me prior to this. I think people get into that mindset that people are going to change once they're married. No, you might want to change when you're married because you feel like you're on the way up. To you, marriage is the starting point. To narcissists, marriage is the finish line. Like, we got you. You trapped now. Typically, you know what I mean? If it's a narcissistic woman or it's a narcissistic man, they feel like they have you trapped once they get you married. They're not going to, like, change up after the fact. Like, why would they change after they get married? I feel like I know this is kind of blunt and whatnot, but like that's the mindset. Like, I've gotten here. You've married me. Why would I change after the marriage? You said I do to me in my own mindset, to me in that old state of mind and stuff like that. You said I do when I was a terrible person. I was treating you terribly. I feel like you said I do to the former you said I do already. So what you gonna say? I don't now. You need me to change? You said I do previously. You know what I mean? So what did Ben say? Ben says marriage is the peak of the mountain, the end of the challenge, and then after the decline. Yeah, see, you see what Ben said right there. He's, like I said, y'all check out Ben's page. He's another self-aware narcissist. He says marriage is the peak of the mountain and the end of the challenge, and then after that is decline and devalue because the goal has been achieved. Y'all see that? That's 100% true. That's the end point right there. I can't give up the bike out. Marriage is the finish line. It's the top of the mountain. We climbed to get you married. We got you here now. You're here now. Y'all see how stank her face? She got the stankiest face, don't she? You mean? She got the stank face. Next question says, please tell me, because we were supposed to be together on this day and he's MIA, but beforehand, express how he's tired of people to set the stage. He's tired of people to set the stage. I don't know. Like, I feel like, again, if he's a narcissist, this is just another opportunity for him to disappoint you. You're getting your hopes up. You're getting your smiles up. And then he don't show up. And then you're sad the whole day. And then he comes at you tomorrow with some BS. Oh, I was asleep. Oh, I was tired. Oh, it's just a day. It's just another day. What's so special about Thanksgiving? What's there to get thanks for? What's your preferred way to ruin the holidays? Silent treatment, sleeping in the chair, arguing, bad mouthing your partner's family. My ex's preference. So my preference to not necessarily ruin the holidays would be just to get away from everybody. I'm there, but I'm not there. I'm there, but I'm not present. I'm in the house, but I'm downstairs. I'm in the house, I'm upstairs. I'm at the venue, or I'm outside in a garage somewhere. You know what I mean? Next question says, my ex lost his job and can't pay child support. Now his uncle asking me if we can work things out. Is this a Hoover? My ex got a girl. So his uncle wants to be with you? Don't listen to the family. Like, y'all, if you're dealing with a narcissist, the family is the absolute worst person to get advice from. The uncle, the aunt, my uncles will try to sleep with you. My uncles are, I got some old-timey uncles that are trying to clap some cheeks. You know what I mean? This person says, maybe marriage, but the real goal is a happy marriage. A lot of people are married and not happy. Yes, that's perfect right there. Maybe marriage, but the real goal is a happy marriage. A lot of people are married and not happy. I talk to so many people on Zoom when I do my one-on-ones that are just happy to be married. They're so afraid to get divorced because of the Bible. Like, what if you believe in Jesus? What is Jesus said that you can't get divorced? I'm like, I don't think Jesus put you here to suffer. You mean, are you Job? You know, I don't think Jesus. Here, okay, go. There you go. I don't think Jesus put you here to suffer. Are you Job? You know what I mean? A lot of people are in unhappy marriages just for the fact that they are married. Well, at least I'm married. Some people will get married to a person that's treating them terribly and say, well, at least I'll be married. I'm like, what? They'll say, like, my boyfriend is just like this. He treats me terribly. He cheats on me. He does all this stuff. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, you know, you don't have to marry that person, right? That's your boyfriend. You don't have to go forward. But some people, they want to go forward. You know what I mean? Look how the baby looks at the dad. Yeah, my daughter is a little, I'm telling y'all, she's cute, but she's a little monster. How to deal with a narcissist you discarded at a family Thanksgiving gathering. Ignore, distance. Yeah, keep away from the person. I would. Mm-mm-mm. This person says, that insight about marriage being the end game is so helpful. I'm glad it could be helpful because that's the point to get you married, to get you locked down. Like I feel like a lot of people, when you're not a narcissist, you are trying to elevate your life to after marriage. You're like, when I get married, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna bend over outside. I'm gonna just be clapping the cheeks everywhere. When we get married, we're gonna do all this type of stuff. Narcissists just like, look, we're gonna do this stuff before we get married, and once we get married, we're just gonna be locked down. Yes, family or friends, narcissistic people can be very, very toxic. And they don't have to be narcissists to be toxic, y'all. I promise you. Mm-mm-mm. He's doing. Why do so many psychologists say that a narcissist cannot change? Because most narcissistic people don't want to change. If the overwhelming percentage of narcissistic people don't want to change, why would a psychologist go on record saying, yes, they can change? If you get 99% of narcissists, 99.5% of narcissists, the people that don't want to change their behaviors, then you can go ahead and put that on record. And most narcissistic people won't change, and that will be 100% true. And to me, as a self-aware narcissist, I would 100% agree with it. Most narcissistic people can't change. You got Ben. I don't know if Ben's still in the chat. He was here earlier. Yeah. He'll agree with that, too. There you go. See, Ben says, very true. I recorded one today of people using God as an excuse. God is not the God of chaos. So if you are in a relationship of abuse touting God, that is not his design at all. Run. And that's coming from another narcissist, y'all. And Ben is into the church, and his faith is one of the pieces that helped him get into therapy as well. And faith, you know, just overall, just believing in God helped me get to the point where I'm at right now, because I give it all to God, you know. I read the entire Bible last year, and that changed my life to the point where I'm at right now. So I would give it all to God. I believe in God. I trust in God and things like that. That's how I know God didn't put y'all here to suffer with a toxic person for 50 years. You know, I just like, God also gave you free will to leave. You know what I mean? People got divorced in the Bible all the time. He doesn't need to change. I need to stop provoking him. But when you try to, so if you try to stop provoking a narcissist one way, they'll find another way that you're provoking them. You know, the goalpost is always moving. You know what I mean? She said, here. She says, so glad I got my three kids and myself out of there. I had to cut so many friends because he has so many people fooled. I can't trust that they will stay neutral even after knowing both of us almost 2 decades. Yeah, you can't. People won't believe it because, like, if you keep it to yourself, a lot of people keep stuff to themselves in relationships. Like, I don't want to tell everybody what he's doing. Or I don't want to tell everybody what she's doing. So when the time comes and you get left or something like that, or you decide to leave, people are typically going to be on the other person's side because you kept it to yourself. You kept it to yourself for 20 years. So he was treating you terribly for 20 years and you kept it to yourself. I don't know if I really want to believe this. The Bible, what's this person said? The Bible teaches us how to have a form of godliness. When we get married, we can live life and complete our life being single and happy. There you go. So, What does it say? If you are married, you can't remarry or separate, divorce, but not remarry. Wait, what happened? If you are married, you can't remarry, only separate. What's that? Where's that at? Is that in the Bible? All right. Go ahead and live that life. I'm telling you. So, y'all, if y'all are here on the podcast, I'm going to cut this thing short. I don't want to let this podcast run too long, y'all. So, thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.